thrill seekers. We know them when we meet them.
So the first person I interviewed, actually, on his done list, the things that he's done, cliff diving, skydiving, they've done a running of the bulls here in Atlanta. He's done it twice. On his to-do list include being in a shark cage and saving a human life.
Emory psychologist Ken Carter is surveying a wide range of people to research a book he's writing on sensation seeking, a term introduced to the world by this psychologist in the 1960s.
Marvin Zuckerman.
Sensation seeking refers simply to the human quest for experience. Carter wants to dispel the misconceptions that surround this concept. The first, that sensation seeking refers just to one type of person, the jumping out of airplanes, running with the bulls guy or gal. In reality, it's bigger than that, and there are actually not one, but four different categories of sensation seeking.
The first is thrill and adventure seeking. So thrill and adventure seeking is really about dangerous activities or risky activities.
That guy that Dr. Carter interviewed, he was a thrill seeker, obviously. Okay, number two.
Disinhibition has to do with your ability to be spontaneous.
People low in disinhibition look before they leap. People high in disinhibition, well, they just leap. The third kind of sensation seeking.
There's a concept called Borden susceptibility, your ability to be able to tolerate, it's hard to say without talking
nothing.
About nothing. How to tolerate nothing. There are some individuals that even the thought of doing nothing is hard for them to tolerate.
But there's a fourth and final scale, experience seeking. This is my personal favorite because it involves ice cream. So I'm looking at these flavors. We have Akinosi dark milk chocolate.
Black coffee, brambleberry crisp.
Goat cheese with red cherries, dark chocolate, milkiest chocolate in the world. That's the name of a flavor.
I know.
Ken Carter and I have taken this field trip to Atlanta's west side to visit an ice cream place known for adventurous flavors. Because this is the kind of activity custom made for people who rate high in experience seeking.
Experience seeking has to do with the quest for new experiences. Not really dangerous ones, but just unique experiences.
Experience seeking can mean traveling to new places, trying new foods, even just reading new things, says Carter. Activities that challenge the mind and the senses. May I try that? Like, for example, a flavor of ice cream based on a kind of beer with lots of other surprising flavors, too. So many things. There's a porter in here. There are almonds, cashews, peanuts. There's cayenne pepper. Rosemary. I can smell the rosemary. Mmm.
It sort of changes what you think of what ice cream is.
This is precisely the kind of moment that people who rate high in experience seeking live for. Not dangerous life experiences, but novel ones.
It's not sweet. Oh, I really like it because then I can taste the peanuts.
But let's be honest, life isn't always about ice cream. Sometimes it even involves things that are scary. Like, let's say, public speaking.
Imagine that a low sensation-seeking individual or a person that hasn't sort of tested themselves in the way that a high sensation-seeking person often tests themselves may see a situation and it seems scary, and their first thought is, that means I shouldn't do it.
All those people watching you, what if you screw up?
What some high sensation-seeking individuals realize is that they often push through those fears because the reward on the other side is worth more than the avoidance of the fear is.
Oh, that went well.
And so being fearless and jumping out of a plane can also mean that you're fearless and sticking up for someone, or you're fearless when it's time to do a presentation. So I think that confidence can sometimes carry over to other kinds of situations as well.
So if sensation seeking is so great, does that mean high sensation seekers should judge people who score low on the spectrum as wimps? Well, only if you want to judge Ken Carter, too.
I think in general, I'm a low sensation seeker. Of the four scales, my highest is experience seeking. But I hug the bottom of all the rest of the four. If I'm in a situation where something seems risky, I'll hold back.
In fact, what got him started with all this in the first place is his fascination as a low sensation seeker with the high sensation seekers of this world.
To be able to sort of take a peek into how someone else is viewing the world and what they quest to do and what they crave to do is an amazing, you know, thing. It's like having a different kind of life.
Spoken like a true experience seeker. Over our ice cream, we look at how I scored on the survey. It turns out I'm average in thrill-seeking, low in boredom susceptibility and disinhibition, and very high in experience-seeking.
And so this ice cream is a perfect activity for you?
As if I needed to be told that.
But you're in an average range in terms of your total score.
Yeah. I have to admit, when I first looked at my score, it looked really low, and then I felt a little bit disappointed in myself because I wanted to be more exciting.
But it's about the subscales, and so the experience-seeking to me is exciting. It's a safe way of being exciting. But of course,
it's a safe way of being exciting.
Which your mom would be very happy about.
It's true. She would. Kate Sweeney, WABE.